So you have you're back to three healthy safeties now, it seems like. How do you get them all on the field?
We'll find a way. You know, all of them are good players, and that's a good problem to have, that Kenny's back. And you know, we lost a couple of linebackers. Hopefully we'll get a couple of those guys back, but we'll have a role for them.
Phillips is definitely the starter again?
We haven't determined that. I think, you know, Brown's been playing really well right now, and so it's hard to unseat him right now. But, you know, we'll find a way for Kenny to be on the field.
I mean, you did so much of the three safety look last year, and this year you haven't. Do you think now that Stevie has maybe proven something in your mind, once Kenny is really up to swing, you can make that a big part of the package?
Definitely. You know, really, because Stevie's emerged and come on like this, it gives me more ideas to have the three safety package, and now we can go full board with that. Sure.
Is it true that maybe that was not in your plans before this, and Stevie has made it in part of your plan?
Yes, that is true. Very much so. You know, because initially we were using Jaquan Williams as a linebacker to alternate as a big safety. And since he went down and then Stevie's emerged and we get Kenny back, then our plans can totally focus on, hey, we got a three safety package again with three good players in there.
So did Jaquan, quote unquote, have the Deion Grant role, basically? Is that what he was doing?
He had the Deion Grant slash, he had the Antrell role part of the package when he would come in. And so we modified it a little bit, you know, based on skill, et cetera. But, you know, we kind of used him in that sense.
It's good to be surprised sometimes, right, by your players? I mean, you know, to have them, you know, in that kind of way, right?
It really is. You know, Stevie showed that he was good in the spring from the post, and he could go attack the ball in the air, and he showed he was good in the half field, and he could attack the ball in the air. And then at camp, you know, he kind of settled off a little bit, you know, and you didn't see as much as you saw in the spring. And, you know, you put him in the ball game, and against Carolina, he picks one, you know. So I'm telling the safety, hey, don't get hurt, because this guy's going to pick another one. And somebody gets hurt, and he goes in the ball game, and he picks another one. So it is good to be surprised. And I'm very excited and happy for him. And I'm happy for our football team.
Did you know anything about him before he was signed?
Stevie?
Yeah.
A little bit. You know, I knew he played at Michigan. You know, I knew his history from that standpoint. And, you know, he worked out for us. But I didn't know him personally, no.
You've talked a lot of times when, you know, when you need to check something in your notes, you'd go to Chase to see his notes. With Chase not available, how are Mark Herzlich's notes?
Mark Herzlich copies Chase notes, so we're cheating. I don't tell our teachers and professors that we are we're copying Chase's notes to make sure that we've got it right. So definitely Mark is a good student for Chase.
I mean, what's your feeling? You know, your confidence level of when he, you know, if he has to, you know, going to play this week.
Chase?
No, Mark, yeah.
I think Mark could do an outstanding job for us. He's been right there. He sits beside Chase in the meetings. When I ask questions, if he gets it wrong, Chase looks at him like, what are you talking about? You know, so he feels the pressure in the meetings, okay? And so I think he'll do an outstanding job. He's done it before, and so it's not like it's new to him. He'll just be more excited to do it.
Will you start bowling at the mic then? Is it possible Chase plays?
You know, that you got to ask the medical people that. He didn't practice today. You know, we have tomorrow and Saturday. So you have to ask the medical and Tom.
They give up a couple big pass plays to the Cowboys last week. I know they were forced to pass because they were behind so much. But when you guys look back on that, what were some of the things you could take from that moving forward?
We had a coverage breakdown on one, the 58-yarder. That was a poor communication. You know, we just had a coverage bust. I don't know why we have those busts against Dallas like that, but that it happened. And then, you know, we had some poor technique or poor technicians on some of the other big plays that occurred. We felt like we could have prevented some of those if we would have played our technique longer and better.
After the game, I think Colin said he was surprised. Dez kind of got behind the coverage. What exactly happened? I know it was obviously overturned.
It was a pressure called. Okay, and so some people were playing the pressure, and some people, and they thought that we made a coverage check, and some people were playing a coverage. So that's why he was out there like that.
At the end, you had the four guys, the last play or two, you had the four guys lined up in the, you know, right at the goal line. You know, looking back, should you have had that set up, you know, on the Dez play or not?
It was too early for that. Yeah, I think it was too early. And I thought the sequence, as you look at the sequence, that what they did, they had a nice sequence because they threw an out cut, and then they ran another out cut, and then they ran an out and up. and it was too early to have the four guys back at that point in time. So we went back. I studied it. You know, I made some adjustments into what we need to do and how we can play that sequence better. But I thought that they had a nice answer to what we tried to counter with.